perhaps including on the composition of the South African T20 cricket team after the T20 World Cup pretty shortly, because that team has been announced, and you know, we spoke about it in the sports bulletin. There's, so you know, in the cricket team there are players of colour, or what is considered black players, and there's a black African composition as well, and there's a big debate about those numbers. So let's try and make sense of all of that with Aslam Kota, who's a cricket commentator. Aslam, good chatting to you, and you're live with the National Pulse.
Thank you very much, Ashraf. Good to be on your show. Good to have you back on air.
Yeah, it's like opening the batting after a long, long time. There we are. Yeah. Okay, first of all, I mean, so the team has been announced to play the upcoming T20 World Cup. There's an issue. What's the issue?
Well, I mean, it's a writer that has actually raised this issue. And he's basically said that Andrik Nokia and Lungi Ntidi are basically the two players who are possibly fighting for a place. Both of them have just come back from injury. Both of them are looking to recapture their form, and we know what quality bowlers both of them are. But the bottom line is, the coach has said, and who is also the selector, Rob Walter, that it's the 150 kilometers an hour pace that he can generate that is possibly the deciding factor. Also, that there's a month before he could actually be hitting his straps. It's an interesting point that's made, because whilst he was taken to the IPL, the Delhi Capitals, who he's played for, I think he's played 7 matches for them, actually dropped him simply because he was not penetrative enough. But we do know that the pitches in India are going to be a lot different to what they're going to expect in the USA and also in the West Indies.
Mm-hmm.
Having said that, my focus, Shiv, and I think this is an important point to raise, is that Othniel Bachmann has been the out-and-out star player in the SA20 in both seasons. He's among the top wicket takers. And in the last one, he was the second highest. And he's basically, in my mind, actually the fellow that's leapfrogged Lungi Ntidi. So he's a coloured player that's unfortunately, in inverted commas, of course, has leapfrogged Lungi Ntidi into that final 15. And that, to me, is perhaps the comparison to make. Mm. And if you do take it on form, there's only one fellow that you'd pick, and that's Bachmann.
Okay, so central to all of that is there's this conundrum around, you know, picking the best team to represent the country, but understanding transformation targets. So what are the targets with regard to this cricket team? And do I take it that they've been met or they have not been met?
Well, I think it's very specific that a minimum of 3 black Africans should be part of the squad. And I don't think that rule has changed. Or that requirement, let's call it, that has changed at all, sir. But I've just been looking, when I got the call from the producer that you wanted to talk about this, I quickly went into the statistics. And I thought that maybe that'll be an interesting view, because from a statistical point of view, unfortunately, very few of the black cricketers are actually featuring in it. And there is a gentleman by the name of C.S. Sinetu. He's a orthodox left-arm spinner for Warriors. And remember, Warriors were unbeaten in their first 6 or 7 matches, and unfortunately lost the last few, but they still qualified for the semi-finals. He was also the top wicket taker in the recently completed competition with 21 wickets. But then he was up against Keshav Maharaj, Shamsi, Stubbs, Markram, and Fortein. So, you know, that leaves the selection committee in quite a conundrum. And then there's this young sensation that we've just discovered in the last, literally, Ashraf, in the last 3 or 4 weeks of the month of April, Nkaba Peter, left-arm, leg-break bowler, 20 wickets, literally the reason why Lions went on to win the trophy. So if anything, if they did pick him, and here's the other point to make, is that would he actually play in the final 11 during the World Cup, or would he be warming the bench?
Mm.
And so those are the thoughts that just came to my mind when I was asked to chat with you.
Yeah.
And the other thing I need to bring to note, we are 32 years into international cricket, 30 years into democracy. We played in 9 50-over World Cups. We've also played in 9 T20 World Cups. And you know what rugby has, the winning rugby team has done to that particular sport in our country. And I think it's cricket needs a shot in the arm, given the fact that we've had so much of issues since 2018, 2019, with the regime that have been in charge, and the fact that now there's a recovery taking place. The shot in the arm is not coming from business. It's not coming from anywhere else. you can see that we're still producing the quality cricketers. South Africa needs to win a World Cup. They need to bring an ICC trophy home. And that, to me, is the bottom line right now. I mean, as a person who has certainly supported the fact that we need to have transformation in place, because that's the only reason the likes of Paul Adams and also Makai Inti and all of those guys in Tini in the early years eventually made it through. And a number of them followed for the same reason and held their own. I would still obviously bank on that. But right now, I do feel that this is not a bilateral tournament. This is a World Cup. Go out there and win it. The game needs it. And I do believe that if the team go through and perform and actually win the World Cup, then the benefits are going to be overall for everybody concerned.
Okay, I mean, it's a good point. Yeah.
The bigger picture.
But let me just ask you this before we wrap up then, right? In terms of actual targets, and help me with this one, out of a 15-man team, is the target you need to have 6 players of color and 2 who are considered black African, or am I wrong?
6 players of color, of which 3 should be black African.
Okay.
And in this case, we've got 6 players of color, 9 white players, and that's the composition of the team under Markram.
Okay, so the argument is that we have a shortage of 2 black African players. Is that correct?
Correct, yes.
Right. Now, understand that on that issue, even, correct me if I'm wrong, even the CEO has commented about that, about his concern. Is that true of Cricket SA?
Sorry, just repeat
that. The Cricket SA CEO has also commented about his concern around the fact that there's only 1 black African player.
Well, I suppose if you're in the position of the CEO and the fact that these are requirements, as I said, and this requirement has been in place since 1999-2000, then it will be a concern. But as I said, you know, I quickly looked at the statistics, and I wouldn't want to, for a time, put myself in Rob Walters' position. And I'm absolutely certain that it couldn't be easy for him to have eventually come up with that final lineup. What is interesting is that there is a tour that's happening to the West Indies, and Lungi Ndidi, as well as Nandre Burger, are going to be part of that team. But they're also traveling reserves for the World Cup. So if there are injuries, like-for-like injuries, then the likes of Ngiri and Berger will play.
Would certainly play. Yeah. Okay, to wrap up then, if I understand what you're saying correctly, there are targets, and Cricket South Africa has embraced those targets, but sometimes mitigating circumstances comes into play where those targets can be shifted, and this is an example of that, where other players who are players of colour but not black African have actually leapfrogged some of the injured players who are black players, and therefore the target has not been met, but the circumstances warrants them being selected anyway. Is that correct?
Absolutely true, because that's the circumstances we're finding ourselves now in 2024. It was clearly very different in 2019 and even World Cups before that, where there were certainly numbers looking to get in there, and they did go on those trips. But unfortunately, this one, as I said, it's been a huge challenge, and in the end, this is what they've settled for.
Okay, Aslam Kodak, cricket commentator, great chatting to you. I'm sure we'll have many more chats in the months to come. Much appreciated, especially with that World Cup coming up pretty shortly. Well, there you are. Your thoughts on cricket quotas, and his surname is Quota, but just not to be confused with the two quotas. Yes, no. What do you think? Is the explanation valid that there's a target, but one is to shift the target in the light of circumstances that prevail at this point in time?